misplaced, specifically, so she was not in a position to present this report. Can the mayor appraise us as to is the
Honorable Mpumza, find a proper location.
Can you clearly provide it in that to ensure that?
Honorable Mpumza, can you repeat from the glasses? Yeah, you must repeat from where you said the mayor doesn't have glasses. We didn't hear you.
No. I was acknowledging the fact that the mayor was raising the issue that she could not present the report because she doesn't have her own glasses. Now I understand that the CFO had actually presented the report. I would like now to understand from the mayor, is the municipality, is the leadership apparently providing effective governance and oversight over that administration in that particular municipality? Thanks, Chair. Hello, Chair.
My apologies. Yes, you are done. Thank you so much. And it's not that way you are. Did you skip the chicken installment again? Okay. Honorable Mpumza, you seem to have skipped the chicken installment, the network and the darkness that is there where you
are. I think it is in Cape Town where the chicken has been skipped, Chair.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah. The network is right here in Cape Town today.
The same. Honorable Sheza has been also explaining the same. And I should think that's why Honorable Brink is quiet as well. It should be the network issues, but let's proceed. Okay, those were the hands. Can we get responses from the municipality? You're sorry, I omitted Honorable Mutswana. Honorable Mutswana?
No, Chair. Thanks. I just want to... maybe from our side as the province, remind the executive mayor that we had conducted an oversight in this municipality, I think it was November 2020, and the following were raised sharply with the municipality to redress. The issue that the Montwedi has just indicated of almost two court orders and one enforcement that ordered the municipality to stop paying a Forum for Service Delivery counselor because that person was removed by Forum for Service Delivery from the list of its party and replaced with another. Now, the municipality is refusing flatly, and I had indicated to the municipal manager, who's not here today, and the speaker, that they remain in contempt, and somehow, should they continue the behavior, would then be forces the legislature to go and obtain an order that they be personally held accountable for the loss of revenue by the municipality as a result of their action. I would want to know from the mayor how far are they with this particular issue, because they would then have to retrospectively pay this person that they are refusing to give him access to the municipality. And we caution them that it is not their political space to enter as a municipality, as and when each party want to change their list and replace individuals within their list. We had raised, Honorable Chair, also sharply the issue of the continuous rental of offices there. the municipality is renting mobile offices. Their municipal building is not yet 10 years old. The state-of-the-art building, it has been left unoccupied, and the municipality is renting mobile offices at an exorbitant fee. Yet at the same time, the municipality could have chosen to occupy adjacent halls that are littered there in Khanyisa at the multi-purpose center that is next to Public Works if it wanted to save the money. And to date, we are still waiting for the labor letter that said the building was inhabitable. As a result, then forced that they should go and procure a mobile offices. These mobile offices were procured without a competitive bidding. In itself, it's a matter that causes irregular expenditure. There's also a public protector report that the municipality to date is refusing to comply with of the 6th of November. And subsequently, the AG continued to write to them, reminding them of the finding and that they should implement those particular findings. But the municipality has this habit of ignoring the law enforcement and the Chapter 9 institutions of our democracy. The other matter, MPEC has conducted oversight on the projects that the municipality had given to them through the office of the municipal manager, that these are projects where they have spent as a municipality. But on investigation, MPEC had found and compiled a report, which I'm in possession of, and that particular report served before council, wherein MPEC of the municipality indicated that there are ghost services that are specifically being driven from the office of the mayor. In instances, there would be an indication where it is alleged that a particular school was funded through trees, disabled people were funded, but when MPEC went to those particular service clubs also, as we call them, they would find that people doesn't have knowledge of money coming to their projects and so on. MPEC, as a result, went on to open cases. One of the cases, 2020/0323, case number 1293 of 2020, case number 104, 11 of 2019. And all of those particular cases, Honorable Chair, the municipality is still refusing to cooperate with the law enforcement on those particular issues, despite that their own councillors are the ones who had opened the cases. We had also questioned the municipality on the 2.8 million spent on the decontamination of walls, which were not working during during COVID at that particular time, because I just needed to quiz in that. I know that is not in the Auditor General's report, but it was of concerning because one name of a company kept on repeating itself to the tune of about 1.8 million just on decontamination of the walls. And we had then asked, because between the period of April to May 2020, it was level 5. Why were you decontaminating walls? Because no one was allowed to utilize the wall at that particular time. So why would you take money and spend on walls when the communities around Kagiso Nomolopo does not have water and other services? We are aware, Honorable Mayor, that you are supposed to go and meet with the folks in between some time between this week. The Honorable Glazer, who is part of this particular meeting, normally convince the law enforcement to give progress on cases that are around the province that either the legislature or municipalities would have opened. One of the complaints that came through that our engagement with the Hawks was that they are finding it difficult to get cooperation with your municipal manager, who is not part of the meeting today. And as a result, they've decided to hold you personally accountable with regard to the conduct, because they had already issued a Section 205 letter to force the municipal manager to comply and respond to the allegations against him of corrupt activities. I want to, through you, Chair, request the mayor to take the meeting into confidence, whether he will, she will be available for the Hawks, because the municipal manager has been a law unto himself, and the municipality has allowed the municipal manager to be a law unto himself. The municipal manager, the technical director, and the LED manager are said to have been appointed without meeting the requirements. And Honorable Munkwedi is putting it mild. Your municipal manager was an acting magistrate in town before he applied for the post of municipal manager in Kagisano Molopo, and just out of the acting magistrate right into the municipality without having worked in any environment of local government whatsoever. That's why in most of the time he would mislead council in believing that he knows the law by advising council. Honorable Chair, I'm saying this because he has attempted to do that to me when we engaged with them with regard to the issue of the court orders, and he was mentioning some law that said, if you have lost in the High Court, you can come to the municipality and provide a different explanation, the same explanation you must have put there. And why do you contest the matter of forum for service delivery using the public money? Because you can appoint lawyers from Kagisano Molopo to contest the matter of an individual who is removed by his own party, not the municipality. So other than that, we will then have to facilitate that failure to respond, to get action on this particular matter. We have no option but then to, in our own self, open cases against your good self, Honorable May. Thanks, Honorable Chair. Those are my submissions.
You? I'm running short of words now. Things are just bad. Let's see. May respond to the issues as raised. And why is the speaker not here? Can I ask you, May? The only thing that we heard was that this municipality cannot run in the absence of the MN. Hence, there was no presentation. Where is the speaker? Is the mayor there? Colleagues, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Chairperson.
So where is the mayor?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Where is the mayor?
You are audible, Chair.
Chair. Yes, you must respond.
Yes, the speaker is here.
Hello? Don't whisper, we can hear you, Mayor. Don't whisper. Respond to the questions instead of you whispering to the team. We can hear you.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. The speaker is here. Complaining with the asset register, yes, that the municipality appreciate the note of the asset management. And officially, competent. They are all have CPMD. The director of infrastructure and is currently studying for CPMD. But the municipal manager, he was already have a CPMD now. Madam Chair, with due respect, the case of vendor buyer, we don't do anything because this case is already in court. The Speaker of Castle Morocco, she take the, she wrote the letter to magistrate to serving in Tebogo Dome, but she gets interdict from a magistrate from court. She's saying we can't serving in Tebogo Dome. Tebogo Dome is a councillor with service delivery. This issue is only for service delivery, not our municipality. We are still, Madam Speaker is writing the letter to gender and to Dong to come and explain with letter. She's still waiting for letters from two councillors of service delivery. We don't receive letter from any quarter or local government. We see the letter from a court. Court case. We see the court case last year, January, with gender and Lorato Haubepe Buyer. We see the letter of the former MEC last year, in the 15th of September, when I must write. In the WhatsApp to saying I must take MM contabil. But on that day, I phone for my PA. I, you know, something with this letter. We don't know nothing. After 2 days, we received the letter from the former MEC of Kopta. Madam Chair, with the containers, our building of municipality is already broken, damaged. We get the letter from labor. The labor was there. The rain was raining. The water was inside the building. We get the letter from a labor to say that is not correct for our employees. So we do the regulation from
who's firing, Maya? Who's firing next to you? Who's that person who cannot raise a hand and then talk to the...
I want to read, but We do the resignation from councillors. This municipality is a...
Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair.
We don't do that in this meeting.
Okay.
You raise your hand.
My device is not helping me to raise my hand. My name is Kabelo Matabo. I just wanted to be noted.
Are you a member of the legislature?
Yes, I'm a member of the legislature, Honorable Mutami.
Madam Chair.
Proceed, Mayor.
This municipality is a collective municipality. I can't do anything without the rules.
Without what?
Without the council resolution. We do the council resolution to buy the mobile units. And with the trees in my office, we received the letter from Shubu Primary School to buy the trees. After we buy the trees, we have a strike at...
Maybe before that, Mayor, I will surprise the honorable member, but he has explained that his gadget is not working. Did you want to raise a point of order, honorable Matabuke, or you wanted to also speak and ask questions on what the mayor is currently saying?
No, the point that I was trying to make, Comrade...
Show your face.
My gadget is very difficult. I'm not finding any joy in it. My sincere apologies, Comrade Fitz. Sorry, Honorable Mutambi. You see the point I'm trying to make, which is quite the mayor is not answering questions that have been pointed to her.
Yes, that's why I thought so that you've got a point of order.
Yes.
But I was proceed.
Questions as they are pointed to her in a very systematic way. What is the problem? Is that there's somebody who's writing for her. Somebody is writing answers for her and she can't comprehend or eloquently read the answers. I'm just demonstrating a crisis that we find ourselves. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, it's our frustrations on us, but we thought let's give a benefit of doubt because you have heard me several times say whoever is talking to you, we can hear that. And then, unfortunately, Honorable Mayor, you are the leader of this municipality.
Yes.
And the way you are responding, you are not assisting us at all. You have not yet even attempted to answer a single question. You are just going to town, and the points have been very clear to you. Can you respond to the questions as raised? If there are matters that you feel the speaker must respond to, they must respond to.
then these are the issues that we need to deal with. Because really, when you are frustrating members here, and check the time. We still have 2 more municipalities to go, 3. We still have Dimane and also have Etau and also finish up with Mamus. Help us to respond to these questions as well, please.
Madam Chair, I want to respond to my question. Madam Chair, are you him?
No, but we will allow with the other people on the ground to ask me whether I'm hearing you. I don't know, Mayor, how much I deal with you.
Okay.
Honestly, the way we are, MST, I think you need to come to the party and assist us in this case. Honestly, you need to assist. Can you answer the questions as raised, Mayor, so that we progress?
Sorry, Chairperson. Ke rekile ditlhare for Supu Primary School. Mabaka e le gore Supu ile ya strike.
To first if we got an interpretation services here. Because you could have requested for an interpreter if you're gonna have difficulty to express yourself in English. Do we have that capacity now, or we'll have to adjourn this? Can you check? Andile, Shirin, do we have such?
No, Chairperson, there's no interpretation services available.
Because that was not requested.
Yes.
We could have arranged. So I should think on this matter, colleagues, I need to be advised on a very serious note, because the way things are here, if we leave this matter unattended, I need to be advised, colleagues. Can you advise me what should be the best? I don't want to dictate, but you can see we're not going anywhere. I see Mutwendi's hand is up. Who else wants to speak on this matter? I think Matabuke, you'll also speak, and Mutwani. We can, and the MEC must talk on this matter on a serious note, because these are very serious matters. Very serious matters is raised. And honestly, the governance in that municipality, no. MEC, that's why I want your input on this.
Chair, my hand is
Mpumza
also up.
You will be the first one to start. You will be Mpumza, it will be you, followed by Matabuke, followed by Mutwedi, then followed by Mutwana, and then followed by the MEC. You need to guide me. I'm getting frustrated, as I said. It's very difficult for me to check a meeting like this one. In that order.
Yeah, thanks,
Chair. You know what?
Yes, Chair.
To give preference over the committee members. Also, Hadewe's hand is up. So it will be Mpumza, followed by Hadewe, Matabuke, Mutwedi, and then Mutwana and the MEC. Okay. Proceed in that order.
Chair, I think that given that there is a difficulty to relate, the mayor to relate to this committee at this particular time. So it would be important that I was to suggest that the MEC perhaps must come in first, or else, Chair, we actually defer this meeting with this municipality and deal with the other municipality. The meeting with this municipality is rearranged, wherein that municipal manager would have to be present in this particular meeting. That would be my take, Chair. That's my submission.
Hadebe.
No, thanks, Chair. I'd like to fully concur with the latter speaker, Honorable Mpumza. We would love to meaningfully engage with the Honorable Mayor. However, if she's struggling and she can't express herself in a manner that will allow her to fully express the views, we would have loved her to express herself in any language, which is an official language within the country. But unfortunately, I think we, as you've alluded to, the fact that we're struggling with translation, let us then defer this municipality so that we do justice to even the mayor. She needs to be comfortable in responding to questions. I don't think it's ideal from time to be told, because I've been hearing on the side that there's a person that's feeding information to her, and then it becomes a second-hand information to us, it's a third-hand information, and she can't express herself. It's not her fault. We don't have translation at this current juncture. So I concur with the latter speaker. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, it was going to be Honorable Mutwedi. It's Matabogo before Mutwedi.
Yes. No, thank you, Chair. Let's note firstly that the mayor has expressed herself in English before. It's only now when we intervened that there was a language change. Just note that. Two, I think we must note the contemptuous nature at which the municipal manager, who is an accounting officer, is treating this committee. Because regardless, all of us have got many things that we need to do today. I, for example, am in bereavement, but I made sure that I'm part of the meeting. So the contemptuous nature at which the municipal manager is treating committees of both national and the provincial legislature must be noted. I would agree that let's defer this municipality. We then deal with it at a later stage when the actual accounting officer is there. Thank you.
It was going to be...
And did you see, Chair, before, did you see the reaction of the mayor?
I've seen that. That's my frustration.
Did you see that reaction?
In fact, what she's doing is say you can go to the nearest. I don't have a proper way. The official expression is, it took
sorry.
And then the speaker is on the general mayor. You are busy talking. You are busy with your people there when the speaker is on the podium.
Sorry, Madam Chair.
It can't be. Whether you have political issues there in your province, can you respect the decorum of this house, please, ma'am? And we are taking this decision based on you, on your difficulty to respond to the questions. Wait. I'll give you time. You can wait. We are doing this because you have been battling to respond to questions as raised, ma'am. Let me allow Honorable Mutwedi, but can you behave? Stop talking with the people on the side. Because you're on video, everybody can see your facial expressions there. Honorable Mutwedi.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. It's just a concern that as frustrated we are now, I wonder how are the people of Karisana Molopo frustrated. They should be more frustrated than us. It's only a day, few hours in this frustration, and they've been with the mayor. I concur with the latter speakers in terms of us actually putting this Karisana Molopo, we must pack it. But as we pack the issue of Karisana Molopo, Chair, we must say this outrightly, that in the absence of a court order that seeks to appeal an initial judgment, you ought to respect the court order in place. There's not even an appeal lost on the matter. So I'm just preparing the municipality to say, when they come back, they must bring evidence that shows that there was an appeal on the matter and the appeal is still good. The mayor is saying the speaker wrote to the two councillors. He wants to hear their side of the story. How do you write to people when a court has already pronounced on a matter? So I think the municipal manager is taking advantage because he was a lawyer. He thinks he's actually, I don't even think they've appointed a legal advisor in the municipality. I think maybe he's doing two things at the same time. But let's defer it, Chair, without further ado. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Honorable Musana?
No, thanks, Chair. I align myself with the honorable members that says the municipality should be deferred. I just want to differ that we might want to wait for the MM to return. My understanding is that you got involved in an accident and now we cannot predetermine when he's going to be well and be back at work. The second issue, Chair, is that we had raised these issues with the municipality last year, just around November, December. It's just a coincidence that the portfolio committee national had to call this particular municipality. But then I think in your closing and as and when you give the two MECs, will then see how best can we do redress, because people are continuously being paid there that are not supposed to be even paid now. As a portfolio committee, we have to be mindful of the usage of public money. Somehow, somewhere, we have to come up with a directive that would ensure that the speaker comply with the directive of the court. You can't go to a high court and subject the decision of the high court to a magistrate. These are two different things. This is how, and the absent municipal manager is doing this to the two old ladies. The speaker is a grown-up person, above 60 and so on. Imagine if charges are to be leveled as a result of being misled by a person who's taking advantage and so on. So people are doing things that are going to have impact on the lives of individual members and so on. So I think somewhere, somehow, it should be placed on the responsibility of the MEC Cogster that he find it to engage with legal department and see to it to that particular municipality gets to be attended to. The issues of the law enforcement, public protection report be enforced, and the issues of the cases that are ongoing gets the necessary attention, because even Honorable Mwila, when he was acting for this particular department, did write to the speaker to implement this particular decisions, because it's a matter of the speaker for council. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Before that, you are dealing with somebody who's the law into himself. And then how are you allowing this current status quo to continue as it is? How do you allow this lawlessness to continue under your watch, whereas the Constitution imposed certain responsibility unto you? Because what the chairperson of COPTA is in the province has raised, it's also really heartbreaking that you allow these administrators that becomes law unto themselves and they do as they wish, ignore court orders, even allow somebody who's illegitimate to be in that council to continue, and money, and nothing happens. You need to do something. The law empowers you to do that. And we want to hear that commitment from your side. Over to you, Emission.
No, thank you very much, Chair. Already, we have written a letter to the municipality speaker asking the municipality speaker why we cannot assume the responsibility that she's failing on. And the inquiry included, amongst others, why she was failing on the implementation of the court order. We then referred the matter to the legal division, and the advice is clear, and I've already notified the municipal manager that our advice, I notified the municipal manager through our legal team that we have no option but to refer the matter to court and request the court that it must delegate such responsibility for us to remove the councillor from the IEC and for us to swear in the new councillor. And I think just because of the competing priorities, the advice was given to us 9 days ago, and it is because we had multiple issues at our hands that we couldn't prioritize this matter. But I can assure you, the sitting here and now, that we will take this matter to the top of our priorities, and we will deal with it. And I agree also with the proposition as made by honorable members that we should defer the matter to the next sitting so that we can, when we interact again with the sitting, just report progress. We will consider requesting to assume the responsibility of the speaker, because in this case, it is a speaker who is, of course, failing on discharging her responsibility. So we assure you, Madam Chair, that...
What about the council itself? Honestly, what about the council itself? How have we arrived here?
The council, in the context of our legal advice, would be the council that would not have a control over, that is not able to be even assisted. And this is the reason why we are going to, because the work is related to two people, the municipal electoral officer and the speaker for swearing in. So we request the court to grant us this responsibility, and we'll do it. It shouldn't be a complicated matter. But importantly, we might have to request that remuneratory payments made to the councillor be recovered, not only from the speaker, but to from all of those who played the role. And we are confident.
It's only on the replacement of the council, but the rest, this is the MM who's failing to exercise prudent physical control. And then this council can't take action against this MM. The MM is a law unto himself, the way you read things here. On the swearing in, I understand. But the council then failing to exercise its oversight on this municipal manager. The municipal manager who could then do as he wishes, because this is what exactly what is happening.
It is true. In our last interaction with the council, the municipality, we requested other things. Amongst them was that there is even no need for the council to advertise and award a tender for a 3-year catering for 3-year building of the grave sites, 3-year this, 3-year that. And I think we can just show our strong muscle on it, Honorable Chair.
There is a way forward. We'll give you that responsibility. Like I said, you are empowered by the law to intervene under the circumstances. Hell cannot continue to break loose the way it's happening in that municipality. So I want us to close it on that note, with the view that you're going to, if it means you invoking 106.1391C, let it be so. Because you can see this is a clear classical example of a dysfunctional municipality. Listening to what the chairperson was saying of COPTA in the province, and listening to the other members like what Honorable Mtwendi, and also that this is what is actually happening in this municipality. There's no municipality. We must agree on that point that there's no municipality there. And it's a pity, as Honorable Musana said, the two poor ladies whom they are allowing themselves to be bulldozed because they've been given responsibility. They are refusing to exercise that responsibility. So, MEC, I want us to close it on that note for you to note our concern on this matter. MEC Finance, can you say something? You wanted to respond, MEC Cogster? MEC Kwaele? MEC Kwaele?
Yes, Honorable Chair, we are in full agreement and subject of the script of this city, and we will move with necessary speed to take to logical conclusion your prescript, and we are fully in agreement with your posture in the House. Thank you very much.
Okay, MEC Finance.
Well, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Chair, I must indicate that this is one municipality that we find very difficult to work with the MM. The MM does as it pleases. And as and when we are in terms of issues of compliance, instead of looking in following through the MFMA, he raises issues from a legalistic point of view, and which actually is really compromising the systems, especially within the... We have, I must report to this, to the Portfolio Committee, Honorable Chair, that we appointed the preparation of the annual financial statements in 2018-2019, and they have moved to qualified auditors. It was rejected by the MM. I must indicate that. The capacity of the BTO is still a going concern. We have expressed that view even in our last 2 weeks. We had an engagement with the municipality who did indicate those challenges. Indicate that the municipality is unable even just to generate the reporting financial system that they're using in terms of to consolidate their reports. So there are challenges to turn a blind eye on that. The chairperson of the said they can respect the mouthful. And those are the challenges of the there's been those challenges with the amount of accounts. With the provision from provincial treasury point of view, there are those challenges. It's like we are just in a magistrate office.
Your network is terrible, MEC, but I think we managed to grasp what you were saying, and we appreciate that you work together as a collective. I think that's the matter that should concern your provincial ESCO. Yeah. Oof. Let's move to the next one. It should be Likwatiman. Yes. Likwatiman. Councillor Dacre, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here, Chair.
Yes, you can quickly introduce the matters. I think we won't waste time with you now.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Councillor Lydia Dacre, the Mayor of Likwatiman. I'm with the acting MM, Ms. Tuli.
They will chase you away on your regalia. This is not an ANC meeting. Decorum of the House, on a May. What do? We skip you, we go to town while you're getting fully properly dressed.
Yes,
town?
I'm going to do it now.
Already. You are not properly
dressed. Yes, I'm going to be properly dressed in 2 minutes.
So, okay, I'll give colleagues a leg stretch break like myself. I need one. 2 minutes, you must be back. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Chet.
What are you saying with your people there, Majoro? Mute your microphone. Okay? Yeah, breaking, Mutwedi. You break your leg stretch.
I will do that, Chair. Thanks.
Hello, Kumrejwe.
It's leg stretch. Honorable Chairperson. How are you, Honorable MPL?
I'm all right. How are you? KB. Long time.
Hey, we can hear you. I thought my meeting was being hijacked by some people.
But I'm keeping well. Good to see you.
We are fine, but you are making our lives very difficult, you people there. Colleagues?
We'll sort ourselves out, don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. Allow me to stretch my legs. I've been prepared here. See you soon.
Okay.
Hey, Imran.
Honorable members, what we are saying is going to go into record.
Well, when the meeting is adjourned, it must be stopped.
Oh me.
What's in front of him for now? I am sorry. Muntui.
Chennaki iti, nagebrayaka. Che homi.
Kala le muntui. Kaka.
Kumo kholo anu amote kukhae kwa. Nao khantin tiyala wangkheri.
Are you in Cape Town?
No, I've been Freiburg for a very long time, since the lockdown.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm local.
Aren't you based in Cape Town?
I am.
Oh.
I use a Zoom platform to attend some of these things.
He's working from home like the chairperson of the committee.
Okay.
Aven. Honorable Matabuko, he's working from home like most of us. We are working from home.
Oh, I thought they were in Cape Town. I got it from the state of the province and the budget vote. That's a good.
No, maybe now with level one. I don't know because level one agree. But still, that chamber can house all of us. It's small.
They make it hybrid.
Yes. And then, yes.
Kupong assistant has something which I'm looking for the town report. I don't know what happened to it. One went drop a lega water.
E kita kupela power committee secretary of the
Please, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep. But Kinana, town is the only municipality that has got a functional MPEC. That's the way it's been now. Oh, yeah. You'll never know, Chairperson. You'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? People must
have... I'm back.
That's much better. But it's still that T-shirt. I can see it at the end.
Oh, it's not the T-shirt.
Okay.
It is not the T-shirt. It's a blanket.
It's a blanket now.
It's a small blanket.
Okay. That's fine. That's much better.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair of Chairs.
Yes. Can I allow you an opportunity to introduce the reports quickly? Then the
I was still busy introducing
we still appreciate your patience and staying here up to this time since morning. Proceed, Mayor.
I'm with the acting MM, Ms. Tulim Bonani, the CFO, the manager in the office of the MM, and the Chief Whip. I'm going to be briefly with my report.
Where's your
Chair?
Speaker, where's the speaker?
We have no speaker in there. We are the
plenary. Oh,
yes.
Okay. You are both.
Yes. The status percentage on the FAP is 71%. I'm going to be brief. And then we are going to the revenue collection of the municipality starting from the 20th of March up until December. It is 158,825,000 collected 85,516,000. It stands at 53.84%. And then we are going to the UIF proposed plan and authorized expenditure. 2019, it is 113,759,735. In 2020, is 286,614,021. The UIF fruitless and wasteful. In 2019, the opening balance. 2019 is 38,507. In 2020 is 44,418. Irregular expenditure. In 2019 is 88,060. In 2020 is 98,363. The COVID expenditure, the total expenditure is 666,117,000. Then we are going to the key contributors of UIFW expenditures. I'm not going to take them all. Lukatamani local municipality has for a number of years struggled with an ever-increasing amount of UIF expenditure. This is mainly due to the following: inadequate implementation of approved supply chain management policy, interest charged by ESCOM and Department of Water and Sanitation, and on outstanding debt, which is unavoidable in the short to medium term period, continuous over expenditure on monthly bulk purchases on electricity, water, and debt impairment, inefficiency on revenue management value chain, non-cost reflective tariffs, culture of non-payment to municipal services, incurrence of supply chain deviations that do not meet required conditions, continuous extension of lapsed contracts which led to irregular expenditures, lack of investigation of unidentified UIFW by MPEC, lack of contract management policy and contract management capacity, inadequate implementation of municipal regulations on financial misconduct procedures and criminal proceedings, lack of consequence management, prolonged vacancies in the senior management positions, the municipality operating without the CFO and supply manager for a period exceeding 5 years, abuse of the deviations for procurement that are not agent. Chair, if you allow me, I'm going to stop there. Thank you.
Hello. Colleagues, we are on Lekwatimane. Can I see a colleague who wants to interact with this presentation of Lekwatimane? I'll see your show hands with the exception of Honorable Matebo. I'll hear him co-shouting my name now. Then I know. I've seen Honorable Mpumza. I'll start with members of the committee. Ne? Then, yes. For now, the only hand that is up there is Honorable Mpumza. Can you start, Honorable Mpumza? Over to you, Honorable Mpumza.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Chair.
Need your microphone, eh? May I take move your microphone in the meantime? Sure. Proceed, Honorable Mpumza.
Thanks, Chairperson. Listening to the presentation by the Mayor, this report gave us a bad state of governance in the municipality. The Mayor indicates that there is a lack of investigation on UIF, lack of consequence management. There is absolutely nothing that is positive. My question then is that what is it that is apparently cause a lack of leadership and oversight on the part of councillors? I understand that this is a plenary type of municipality. What is it that has been defocusing this council from actually focusing on its oversight function to ensure that it is sound governance? And why has the municipality not provided the necessary leadership required so that all these gaps that are related here are actually filled and the municipality would be running? Because this picture painted here in this narrative, it gives an indication that possibly there has never been any service delivered in this particular municipality, given this situation that there has been a high vacancy rate in the senior management of the municipality. Now that this is the situation that is obtaining, what is the Mayor and the leadership? I understand the Mayor is also a speaker. What is the Mayor and the leadership doing in order to address these governance deficiencies that the Mayor has actually briefed the committee about?
Okay.
Thanks, Chair.
Oh, thank you, Honorable Mpumza. My issue is around the...
Chairperson?
Yes. Okay. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would like to pose a few questions to the Mayor. One being, has the municipality been able to submit the 2019-2020 annual financial statements to AG? And what are the, if not, what were the impediments in this regard? And from where the Mayor is sitting, is she satisfied that there is a proper delivery of water to the communities? If not, what are the, what explanation can he provide to the committee here? The last one, Chair, being the question of the of Revelo informal settlements. The residents have been complaining for 5 years now about the provision of electricity. What action has the municipality taken to provide electricity to these residents? And also the provision of the internal roads, the roads that have collapsed in those settlements. What is the recovery plan in terms of the 2004 targets for human settlements in terms of rehabilitating the eradication, not rehabilitation, eradication of the informal settlements. What is the position in this regard? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Browsing your OAG report, Mayor. No, you must raise your hand on the raise hand platform. You've got that facility yourself. Browsing your AG report, there's the issue that the AG has raised with regard to non-compliance that they identified during the environmental inspection site visits. They had to deal with your water, waste treatment, and affluent disposal. You know the condition in the Christiana wastewater treatment plant. The situation in the Bloemhof wastewater treatment plant and the Christiana waste landfill site, waste landfill site, including your Bloemhof waste landfill site. So you know the issues there. So the other issue that one wants to raise amongst what you need to do, I'm mindful of the fact that you are just 2 weeks in office. The matter that has to deal with lack of consequence management for poor work performance in respect to this project that you have raised and transgression. When we interact with you in future, we'll want you to also share with us what steps have you taken now that you are in office. And I believe they didn't take you coming as an outsider. You were considered with anything amongst cancer. So those are the issues that have been for concern for me. The critical one that I also feel it needs to be raised before I allow Honorable Mudredi to come. How does your municipality envisage collecting property rates and taxes efficiently and effectively if you are not prioritizing the appointment of a municipal valuer? And you have no funding for the compilation of a new valuation role. Why are you not prioritizing this? And how do you think you're going to then collect revenue if your valuation role is not up to standard and there's a lot of contestation around it? Then I can allow Honorable Mutwedi to raise issues on these matters.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Allow us, the chairperson of the committee in the province, if there are matters that you need, want us to share with us in this regard as well. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Chair. My hand is raised. I think you might have missed it that side.
No, I've seen it now. When I said raised, initially you were not there. Let's not go there. Okay.
So I pick up here that there's been stagnation for the past 4 years with the same disclaimer audit opinion for the municipality. I want to check on the side of the leadership. Is this not worrying to them that for the past 4 years, there's a disclaimer audit opinion on how they handle finances of the municipality chair? And the auditor, the provincial treasurer, in fact, raised an issue that most of our municipal council do adopt municipal budgets that are actually not fully, that are not funded. Let me not change what they actually said. I want to check with the mayor there, to what extent is the municipal budget funded, and what are their key income drivers that would actually make it a reality that their municipal budget is actually fully funded. And that's where the Auditor General speaks of a lack of consequence management and also ineffective Municipal Public Accounts Committee. If I'm correct, I stand to be corrected here. The mayor, current mayor now, is a former chair of MPEC. An MPEC that was set for it's not effective. An MPEC that is set for it, it was actually not sure what its roles are in terms of the work that is charged in that particular responsibility. Now, I want to know from the side of the mayor as a former chair of MPEC to say, what has been her difficulties in making sure that the office of the MPEC actually does the work that it is supposed to do in that municipal council, because she's a former chair of MPEC. On the presentation, Chair, during the day, from the, I'm not sure it was the Auditor General, yes. The Auditor General raised an issue that the municipality had loaned money from a certain service provider. Now, I want to check how was that money classified, that the municipality has loaned money from a service provider, the same as VBS issue, in terms of the MFMA, where there's no allowance to invest in mutual banks. What type of arrangement was in place that resulted in the municipality loaning money from a service provider, and what were the conditions imposed on that loan? Was it, if the municipality was allowed to loan money from a service provider, shouldn't that have been a transparent process where all those with money to can lend to the municipality should have been afforded an opportunity of lending Lekwate Emani municipality that money that they needed? Quickly, Chair, what are the key officials that are said not to be having appropriate competency in the municipality? The last two issues, Chair, is on the findings on the property, there, where it says the asset register is not updated. Does the municipality knows what are the municipal assets that are there? What are those municipal assets? Do they know their assets? If there's an opinion on that aspect. The issue, another issue on the traffic fine. The finding, it says, you as a municipality, you do not have records of the traffic fines books that you allocate to the traffic official. Are you aware what implications financially has that had on you as a municipality? And what systems are you going to put in place in dealing with that issue of ensuring that there's proper recording in terms of books allocated to traffic officers? The last one, Mayor, you were the chair of MPEC. Your former mayor sold land to himself. That matter has been there. Can you tell this committee, what have you done to ensure from an MPEC point of view in ensuring that there's consequence management, where your former mayor, your fellow councillor there, has sold land to himself, to his girlfriend or his wife, and you know, you are aware. That thing has been there for quite some time. What is it that you are doing about that issue now? Ke lebogile me Mothambi, ke lebogetse nako mphileng yona.
Is this your municipality, honorable member?
Is no,
which is your own municipality? I'm just curious.
It's still coming. It's still coming. I want them. It's still coming.
Funny, like, I know. Honorable, so I'd like to say something on this municipality.
Honorable Mtsana, mute your microphone and now Honorable Mtsana.
No, thanks. Unfortunately, there's not much to say because all of these things that the honorable members are raising with the municipality, we had a marathon meetings with the municipality last year, February, and the last meeting was just on the eve of the pronouncement of the lockdown by the President of the Republic. And we had encountered difficulties similar to those ones of Kagisano, that in one stage or the other in February, the then administrator could not arrive to the committee's meeting because he had a puncture, and somehow the acting municipal manager also had a puncture and all of those particular things. But we convened the municipality, and all of this now, no need for me to repeat all of them, but I just want to remind the mayor that even to date, we have not received a report of all of these particular things that the honorable members are saying, because key to what we addressed with the municipality then was that in all of their findings, they would then conduct an audit action plan just for the sake of it, and it will just stay there. It will be a document. It will be taken to council, get processed through council. But at the end of the day, they would not attend to it. There's no investigation done and so on. And it is a cause for all of these issues that are not investigated are the cause of instability in that particular municipality, because of issues of lands that are not properly registered in the asset register of the municipality, allegations of councillors selling council property to themselves. It's not only the former mayor, but even in Bloemhof, there are former councillors who are alleged that they had sold land to themselves, and the current term was then doing the same thing that the previous term that took effect from 2011 to 2016 was doing. And all of those particular issues has not been investigated nor brought forward, even to the extent of just opening a criminal case for the police to then test those particular allegations. Now, in the absence of investigations, Mayor, it would then say all of you are complicit to this particular activities. The acting municipal manager that is there now, she was acting from last year when council suspended the then municipal manager on the basis of allegation that that particular municipal manager was working in cahoots with former councillor Balagang and so on. Council has repeatedly lost its cases through the courts and so on. We had advised that if council does not want to return the former municipal manager, it is best to settle with that particular municipal manager instead of going to court every day and losing at the courts and spending public money where it's supposed not to be spent. So not dictate to council as to what they are supposed to do, but it would not be desirable from our side that you spend too much of your time defending yourself against the former municipal manager whilst at the same time you are paying the acting municipal manager. So council is not even in a position to advertise for a position of the municipal manager because of that particular impasse. So if that can be attended and take this particular committee led by Honorable Mutambi, that how far is your process plan in terms of filling the vacancies? The last thing that I want to raise with your good self that we have raised even before is that for the size of your plenary municipality and its grading, your staff establishment, the municipality for us in our case, it is bloated. And there are key vacancies within the finance department that could not be filled, yet at the same time you have a bloated structure. You want to find a way of dealing with those particular issues. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Can we allow the responses as they come from the municipality, then the MECs will be the last to comment?
Can I respond, Chair?
Yes, Mayor Dacus.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to start with the question of the chair of the MPEC. What have you done about the land that the former mayor sold to himself and to his wife? The council has appointed the ad hoc committee to take the matter further, to investigate on how was the councillor, because he was the mayor on that time. How was the mayor and the then municipal manager? What have they done to do so that the mayor can sign for himself on that land? So the ad hoc committee is still busy with the investigations. The other one that I'm going to answer is that of the MPEC. I'm the chair of the MPEC. Yes, I'm the chair of the MPEC. The MPEC was not fully functional. I agree with that. But after I take the seat of the chairperson, the MPEC was functional because we have several meetings starting from last year. We have also the meeting that our... Okay, Chair. We have also the meeting that the councillors elaborate on the annual report. So the MPEC is fully functional. Although we have the shortage of staff, but we have managed to appoint the researcher, and we have also the officer in the office of the MPEC. The one of the asset manager, I'm going to give it to the CFO, if you allow me, Chair.
I can allow you.
And the other one of the submission of the AFS, I know we have submitted in time, but the CFO will elaborate on that.
There was no issue on you about submission. There was no issue. You've submitted on time.
Yes, but there was a question.
Okay.
If you submitted on time, yes, we have submitted on time, but the CFO will elaborate on that.
Okay.
CFO?
Thanks very much, Chairperson, and good evening to everyone.
Yes, evening.
The first issue that I'm going
to talk... Is that your name? You are Mokupane Tokwan.
Yes, Chair.
Is it you? Oh, please, CFO.
Okay, there was a question, your constant disclaimers. Yes, indeed, we are sitting in a position that we are sitting on constant disclaimers. But our strategy is by reducing the paragraphs, targeting the easy wins. That's what we are doing in terms of our audit action plan. And then in terms of the key income drivers that was raised, our municipality is not relying mostly on grant, because the grant allocation, the grant dependency is about 26% of the total budget, so which means 74% is own revenue that needs to be collected. And we rely on collecting from the property rates, the service charges. There was the issue of unfunded budget. Yes, it's true that in two consecutive years that I've been here, we've approved the budget that is unfunded, supported by the funding plan. The biggest contributor in terms of our unfunded budget We got creditors amounting to 290 million now, which relates to the water and sanitation. So that amount, there's a dispute between the water service authority and the water service provider as to where who needs to be paying for that amount.
Who is the water service issue of authority? The CFO, who's the water service authority? Who's the water?
The water service authority is the district chair. We are the water service provider.
The roots, and then you have the water service provider.
Yes, yes? Chair.
So
yes,
to say, there's a dispute between yourselves and them. What is the dispute all around? Not apart. Are you not the ones to blame? What are the issues? Because if you have to leave it like that, I've got a problem with that. Maybe it's yourself who's not complying with the service level agreement. Say it.
Yes, sir. There is an amount of 294 million for bulk water that the summons have been issued by Department of Water and Sanitation. So that process has been handled by the lawyers.
Someone issued against you or the district?
Against us, against the local municipality. Mm.
What is so the water service provider? Bulk for a water service provider?
Yes, sir.
Do you do bulk as a water service provider?
That's where our dispute is, Chair.
And then the Department of Water Affairs issues summons against you as a sphere of government. Did you exhaust all the IGR mechanism?
No, Chair. As far as I know, no. I found the matter.
I'm raising it so that you can raise it with the Committee on Water. Ne? That's why I needed the details. Ne?
Thanks, Chair.
Okay. But can you do a separate report for us on that one to outline the circumstances why? Have you arrived at this stage and then share it with our committee secretary, CFO?
Sure. Come again.
Yes, can you do a separate report on this dispute?
Okay.
And the common issues that should be submitted to our committee secretary today, Tuesday, latest by Thursday, ne?
Okay.
On this matter.
That's an additional point.
Yes, Mahmoud Taboukho.
Yes, the CFO must know that his successor in title.
His successor in title of what, Honorable Matabo?
Of the problems, he's saying he got there 2 years ago, he found the problem.
Mm.
So it is his problem.
Yes, he cannot run away from it.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Chair.
When you get into responsibility, you take all good things and bad things.
Okay, Chair.
You cannot choose the good things. You see, you must refrain from doing that. Ne?
Thank you, Chair.
You are being called to order, in essence. Okay, proceed. Sure.
Okay, Chair. All right, thanks. And then in terms of the amount that the Auditor General reported to be a loan that was made to the municipality, that amount we've classified it as an obligation in the books of the municipality, and then we agreed that in fact that amount is an obligation, is supposed to be a payable. The process that were followed were not actually in compliance with the legislation to have a loan. So we agreed to that, to say the substance of the transaction was actually a loan. And it's another thing that I take ownership of, to say I'm successful entitled to it. So I think I've addressed the issue of saying how did we address it. The issue of asset management, our asset register, for now, Chairperson, I can say I'm sitting with the comfort of 90-80% comfort. As last year, I had 77 million that was not unbundled in terms of our asset register. So we had to unbundle that asset register. And then we had a situation where there was an amount of 15 million that was sitting, that was processed in our financial record that was unknown. And then we had to roll back the immovable assets to at least to the year before that transaction was passed. and then we've deemed cause those things. And so far, the transaction has been audited in the 1920s. So we haven't received any material findings with regard to immovable property as yet. But the audit process is still going in terms of the asset register. So the traffic fines, we had legacy issues relating to 2016-17 where corrections needed to be made for traffic fines that were registered on the system, but the books could not be filed. To be filed, that one we proposed that the transaction be impaired, and if we receive anything from those transactions, it will be recoveries. The position of the municipal manager raised by Honorable Motswana, I'm not so sure if I'm going to speak to Mayor. The issue that is raised by the chairperson, evaluation role, we took advantage of the Section 32 and then we applied to the MEC of local government. And then we granted the approval on the extension. And then we've also submitted a project charter. We submitted a project charter to indicate as to how we are going to implement the new process of appointing a valuer. And we should be concluding our supply chain processes. We should be probably before the 15th of also made a request to local government to assist us in terms of appointing the valuer, and then they actually gave us the condition to say we at least need to put something aside in terms of when we do our 2021-22 budget, so that they just top up on anything that we need. In terms of the UIF chair, I think it's true that the municipality we did not actually investigate the UIF. Hence we came up with the reduction strategy that went to council so that we can implement it and try to reduce and prevent the future UIF that might occur. With your permission, Chair, I'm not so sure if the our mayor will want to talk to the issue of the MM. Okay, before I think that's where I want to end, Chairperson.
On the issue of the MM, Mayor, can you talk to it before I hand over to the MEC and the Committee for Finance?
Chairperson?
Talk to the issues of the MM.
Chairperson, I'm the acting municipal manager. Can I respond to that question?
Of the MM?
Yes.
How do you do that? Because it's your boss or whatever. It's only the mayor who's best place to deal with that, not you.
Okay, I'll respond in other issues that are outstanding.
Yeah, respond to those other issues. The issue of the MM is only the mayor who can deal with that, not you.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, one of the issues that are outstanding is the issue of the critical posts that are not yet filled. The position of the municipal manager, it has been advertised. It has closed on the 19th of February. And then the position of the director technical service, it was also advertised, closed on the 15th of February. We have started with the recruitment process, and the position of the SC manager and the SCM manager and manager expenditure, both positions will be finalized before the end of March. And then with the issue of the landfill side, it is still a challenge in the municipality, but the matter, it has been escalated to the level of district IGR.
And also, it was also communicated to the office of the MSC in order to get to the license for landfill site. The consequence management, with the issue of the UIF, as the CFO has already alluded to say, it was never investigated for the prior years, but we have started the process. All the UIF and W were registered and submitted to MPEC for investigation, and also an oversight for annual report for 2018-19. It was done and tabled to the council.
Which MPEC? Because the AG said the MPEC has been dissolved. Which MPEC are you referring to?
The MPEC is currently functional, Chairperson. It has been resourced with capacity. We have appointed an MPEC researcher. We have also made a provision for them for the tools of trade. They've got a schedule. They are sitting on regular basis.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson.
There were issues around the Honorable Mayor.
Thank you, Chair.
Can you comment on that?
Yes, the municipal manager was suspended in February 2020. The suspension was coming according to the misleading. The MM misled the council about the appointment of the CG cell. In the council, the first time he introduced the CG cell, he said the money is a performance agreement. After that, the AG found that the money is a loan. He was suspended and then later dismissed in June 2020.
Okay.
We are no longer paying the MM in the municipality.
Okay. Fine. That's why the post is advertised. Thank you. Thank you, Majoro. MEC, any comment, response to the issues as raised by members?
Chair, just before the MEC.
Mm.
I just wanted to request that the issue of the landfill site, as you have also recommended on the issue of your water, that the report be made, because herein also the functions of your landfill site are partially with the district, but they are performed by the municipality. The district gets to get the license and the grants, does not confer anything to the municipality to perform that particular responsibility. But each time when they are supposed to then assist the municipality with the function, they start raising the issue of the service level agreement. And I can tell you now, in most of the cases, the district does not ensure that the service level agreement is in place. So if the MM, I mean the CFO in that particular report, working together with the MM, can be able to also escalate it to your good self in that.
We remember we said we're going to call also the district back. So these are the measures that the district must seriously address us when they come back to us. Remember, the district must say, we're not happy with the report of the district. The district will have to come back. So these are the measures that they need to address, though there will be a separate report that the municipality will submit to us. But these are the measures that we also want the district to talk to it, because seemingly the district has been receiving funds but not transferring them to the municipalities where they are functioning. These are the issues that you have also raised sharply. Then MEC, while you have left, MEC Finance is still here while we are trying to get the MEC for COFTA.
Yes, I'm still here, Chair. No, thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Mm.
I think with the municipality, it's been a long battle of internal fights within council. In this term, only Chair, I must say from 2016 to Mayor Speaker of Council. So those have been some of the challenges. The issue of the MM has also been it has always been central in terms of the fights or the different or contradictions amongst the councillors. But I must indicate, Chair, you know, the issue of the MM also comes a long way in terms of his appointment, how he acted on the position, left the municipality, came back, had to go and do the CPM because the post was advertised and upended, got appointed. So there were all those battles. And I know that there was also a local committee that the MEC then to go and investigate them. And I must indicate there was that issue of the concurrence as well. So all those issues has actually affected and weakened the system. The BTO is very, very weak. I think Mema Deke, the councillor, has indicated that. So we've agreed with the team of MFMA because we started the process in Mamusa. We said, let's see how do we start to support, also get into Naledi as well as money. But to be quite honest, it's part of those municipalities that are in serious financial distress and the adoption of an unfunded budget. So we are on course to make sure that we provide that support. And with the engagement that we had with the mayor last week, the new mayor, she has committed herself because she had already adapted to the processes in terms of the challenges and acknowledged the challenges. And in going forward, we'll agree on the process of providing that support. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. MC Kwaila, are you back? I saw him get being kicked out of the system. Is he gone for good? Okay. We then need to move to Tau. We'll see how do we then solicit the MEC's input on this municipality. Thank you, Mayor and team. We believe when we do our follow-up meeting, we'll have settled Mayor Deker. So we'll get much progress. Though there are those issues that we said on the issue of the landfill site and the Water Service Authority matters, there should be reports that are submitted to the committee secretariat by Tuesday. But I should think on this one, we've made progress. Thank you so much, Mayor. Then can I allow Tau?
Thank you, Honorable Mutambi, Chairperson. And I want also to greet Honorable members of the committee, Honorable members of the MPL, Honorable members of the executive MECs, and I want first to apologize humbly so Chairperson for submitting our report late. It will never happen again.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for that.
And I would like to indicate, Honorable Chairperson, that in this meeting, I'm accompanied by the Speaker of the Council, Councillor Ibusan Tladi, the Chair of the MPEC, Councillor Sileke, the Municipal Manager, Mr. Khawana Khosi, and the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Chweni.
Today you are, Major.
Thank you.
Today you are earning your head and cash. Eh? It's quarter to midnight. You are really earning your head and cash.
All right. Chairperson, I want to start with the institutional capacity of the municipality and indicate that Section 54 and all Section 56 managers are all filled, starting with the accounting officer, that is the municipal manager, the chief financial officer, the senior managers who are the directors, and any other financial officials, that those are the unit managers, heads of supply chain management officials. They are all these positions. They are all filled. Now coming to vacancies in the municipality, we have a vacancy of the manager of internal audit. The position has been advertised and selection done, awaiting for appointment. AFS accountant, new position has been re-advertised. Asset manager, position has been advertised also. Officer, occupational health service officer, position in the process of advertisement. Manager fleet, no suitable candidate was found during the recruitment process. Headhunting process is initiated. Chairperson, when coming to revenue, I will start first by, I'm not going to read all, but I'll highlight the most important ones. Transfers and subsidies. 2015 and 2016 was 208 million, and 2018, 2019, 238 million. Property rates, 2015, 2016, was 17 million, 2018, 2019, 29 million. Interest earned in our investments in 2015, 16, it was 10 million, 2018, 2019, 17 million. If you can look at this, Chairperson, you'll realize that as a rural municipality, we are mostly dependent on grants. Expenditure. Also, I'm not going to read all of them. General expenditure, 2015-2016, 51 million, 2018-2019, 126 million. Employee and the council salaries, 2015-2016 was 89 million, 2018-2019, 102 million, which makes 36%. Revenue collection, coming to refuse, we collected, that is from July 2019 to January 2020 to January 2021. We have collected 371,000 in July, January, 136,000. Rates, July 2020, 501,000. January 2021, 15 million. Yes, 15 million.
What happened, Majoro? You decided to mute yourself. Unmute. You are muted, Majoro. Mayor? Mayor Mutavan? Mayor Mutavan? Yes. When you put these slides of the monthly billing and receipts, you decided to mute yourself.
All right.
Okay.
Now, for water. Yes,
that's when we have to be counterproductive. It's late.
Okay.
Help us close up so that you can interact with yourself. I'm giving you 3 minutes to wrap up.
Now, again, with water, and I want to indicate in this, we are not a water service authority, Jefferson, but I heard the executive mayor saying local municipalities do not want to sign several service level agreement. We as Taung signed it 3 years back and we have not been paid a cent out of it. And it cost us more than 6 million a year. That is
water. Are you a water service provider?
We are not a water service provider.
So you signed the service level agreement for what now?
Because they can't provide water in Revelo. So we can't leave our people to go without water.
So you had to provide water and build the district.
Yes, but we haven't paid up to now.
How much is that amount?
It's almost six million a year. And it's more
than... So for how many years? 3 years.
More than 3 years now.
Oh. And the AG didn't pick it up as an unfunded mandate?
The AG picked it up. Those are the reasons why we still, our audit opinion is still qualified. Those are the things. Sanitation. In July, it was 225,000. January, 101,000 rand. Then others. Okay. And then let us go to COVID expenditure. As a municipality, we were allocated from DORA 276,000 rand. We had to fund also from our own funds, use 530,000. And the total that we used is 816,000 rand. From 2016-17, 2018-19, our audit opinion for 4 years is still qualified. But let me come now to audit committee and the progress of the audit action plan. Management continuously develops effective systems of internal control to address findings identified and those that can possibly arise by means of policies and procedures and following prescribed legislations and laws. Each department is involved in the implementing of the action plan and where different departments have to address a finding together, the affected department or departments work together in the implementation of the action plan. Management meets monthly to monitor and update the progress made in implementation of the audit action plan. The addressing of the audit findings is reflected on all the department's KPI, that is key performance indicators. The action plan is reviewed on a monthly basis and progress is given to the audit committee at audit committee meetings, and to management at monthly management meetings. Findings that have been resolved or addressed are audited by internal audit, who file evidence and report to management and the audit committee on the progress. The audit and performance committee is functional and reports to council quarterly on the progress of the
Majuro, wrap up, Majuro, wrap up now. A minute.
Okay, ma'am. Internal controls, issues, and other assurance providers.
This is not our first interaction with you. Depending on how you respond,
okay,
we'll decide whether to call you back or not.
All right. Do you allow me to go to all supervisor management?
No, don't worry. It's there. Consider it being read.
Right.
Consider it being read. Let me allow you to stop here.
Okay.
I think we should be out of this facility in the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because otherwise we are starting to become counterproductive. We have an early morning again tomorrow.
Okay.
Let me allow members to ask questions. To raise your hands in the platform before you call me, Chairperson, as they are busy removing the presentation. Can I see a show of hands in the platform? Yes. I've noted you. Your hand is up, Mutwendi. I wanted to check the members of the committee first before I allow you. Members of the committee first before I allow you. Failing which, if the members are not raising their hands, remove the screen so that I can see Honorable Cesar if he's still here. If they are not doing that, we are dealing with this is Taung, eh? Yes. Then, the Honorable Direko will be the first one to start before Honorable Mundwedi. Allow us space, Honorable Mundwedi, as members of the committee first. Please, allow us for space. I know this is your home municipality. Please. Honorable Direko.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have much of the questions because the presentation that we've had since the morning until now, they've just demoralized the person. If we had our way, we'll recommend otherwise. However, we'll give the provincial culture together with these municipalities the benefits of doubt. Hopefully, one day they will get things right. So on the municipality, I don't have much questions. I was looking at the financial records as the mayor was presenting. So I just want to check something. How much is their salary, their monthly salary bill, and how much is their monthly collection rate? The salary bill should also include the third parties. The reason why I'm asking is because in most smaller municipalities, there's a tendency that they struggle to meet their monthly commitments, and they ended up using the money for equitable share to pay salaries and stuff, of which it causes challenges to service deliver. So on this one, I just want to check how much is their salary bill, monthly salary bill, together with the third parties, and how much are they collecting monthly? Are they able to meet, are they able to collect enough money to cover all their monthly costs? Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Honorable Moon, Wendy, I'll come after you. Maybe
thank you very much, Chair. I
mayor,
respect
can you. Can you mute your microphone and the mayor of Mamusa? Can you also mute your microphone? Mayor of Taung and mayor of Mamusa, mute your microphones. The mayor of Taung, Mamusa, mute your microphone.
Yes. Let's proceed, Honorable Montage.
You know, Chairperson, I don't know if there was a plan to bring down at a time where I'm so exhausted. But nevertheless, let me continue, Chairperson.
I allowed him to be the last. Because out of the AD report, it seems to be the only one that has been a bit compliant. That's why I had to bring it last.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, did I know that the mayor is an elderly person. I would have then brought it earlier and disposed of it. But it's okay. Next time, now I know. Now I know.
They are all elderly. Okay, Jefferson. Chair, the Auditor General raised an issue of inability by municipality to bill. Now, in Greater Taung Local Municipality, this situation has been there in Rayvilo Township for the past 5 years, where there's a serious problem with the residents not wanting to actually be buying municipality from electricity, in fact, from the municipality, where they're saying it's better if they buy electricity directly from ESCOM. And the reasons are that, Chair, I used to be a councillor in that municipality. There was a time where the municipality had agreed to write off debt of indigent. On resolution, the issue was there on writing off of debt, and yet the municipality is still collecting debt from the people of Rayvilo that were actually written off. That's why when they buy an electricity of 100 rand, they only get an electricity of the value of 20 rand or less. This has been a serious concern. Don't the residents of Rayvilo have an option to decide where do they want to buy their electricity? Because this thing of directly buying the electricity from the municipality, it is actually creating a serious problem. And the matter is still unresolved. Even after we had marched there, Rakabana Khosi, in fact, the mayor, if you remember. So please, can you look into that issue, because you are unable to properly bill our people? And how soon can this matter actually be resolved, Chairperson? The other issue, Chair, is that the CFO, Ntatetswe, when he was appointed, we are told that the CFO will be able to do AFS internally. There will not be any reliance on external service provider to be able to do our AFS. That's why our CFO is one of the handsomely remunerated CFOs within the district. I want to check if indeed we are doing our AFS internally, and if so, what is the quality thereof of the of the AFS that we are actually doing as a municipality. Now, the other issue, Chair, is that it was raised in the presentation by local government in the province that there's a way that they are assisting municipalities with LED initiatives. I want to check this municipality of Greater Taung. In the presentation of COCTA National, I think, they raised an issue saying that the district is very rich. They mentioned the agriculturally and also in mining is very rich in minerals. But what role, Mayor, is your municipality playing to as far as ensuring that initiatives of local economic development, especially resuscitating Taung as an agricultural hub, because Taung used to be an agricultural hub. You are not playing any role to as far as that is concerned. You've got organized farmers in an area of about 3,800 hectares, either under pivot or sprinkler, even furrow irrigation. What initiatives are you doing
in ensuring that our people do make meaningful income. Sorry?
Yes, you are being warned during the time. Time is up. Yes.
Okay.
Lastly,
in objective, on a lighter note, Chair, sorry, is from Taung.
We know.
So
he's failing to do his oversight. He wants to come and grandstand here. On a lighter note, let's proceed, but be mindful, because certain things you can address. You are from there, and you are there. He has been working from there. Nothing bars you from walking into the mayor's office.
The other issue is on the disposable of immovable property. There was a proposal on a policy change with regard to that. Nothing. I want to check how far are they. Lastly, Municipal Manager, through you, Chair, you are so litigating. Legally, they used to say it's either reckless litigation or less spending. You are litigating to an extent that there are cases that are over 5 years that have not been concluded by the municipality. Can you please speak? When will those loans be concluded and how much have you actually spent with regard to that? Thank you very much. I normally do engage there, but it just goes on deaf ears. Thank you.
Honorable.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The first three questions, I will refer them to the municipal manager, but this one of LED, I want to take it personally.
Okay, let's allow the MM deal with the first one. Yeah. Then you'll come later.
Yes.
MM.
Thank you, Honorable
Chair. Are you closing yourself?
Oh, before that, Mtwana wanted to raise issues.
My apologies. I had wanted to afford the committee first to engage and then we'll come last. When we engaged this municipality last year, between November, one of the issues that we had picked up is that there were councillors and employees who were conducting business with the municipality, and it was in the finding of the AG. And the municipality, the manner in which it wanted to report to the Public Accounts Committee at that particular time, said the matter was confidential, somewhat subjugated, and we had asked him to indicate to them that once it is a public AG's report, it's now a public document that is for public consumption. So I want to know the progress made in this regard in terms of having those councillors paying back what they had accrued from councils due to non-disclosure of their interest and employees of council. What consequence management has been effected, if any? There's also a report of the public protector there that is subject to a contestation or review by the municipality with regard to employees who claims to have been whistleblowers, and they were axed from the municipality because of their whistleblowing status. So the municipality is having their own version as to what had happened in those particular cases. But like that Demontwed is indicating, we can't have too much litigations from the municipality. Something is not just heading up there. The third issue, Chair, is of an outstanding report of the, and it would appear on the books of the municipality up until the municipality has dealt with that issue. The former
the erstwhile municipal manager, if I may say, Remo Fokeng, who in the books of the AG used to service his vehicle using council's money, buying cars, tires, and all of these particular things, shocks, absorbers, and all of that, utilizing council money, and the disappearance of about, if not 5 to 6 million of council money under his watch, which is rumored to have been paid into someone's account who is closely related to the late Ntate Mofokeng at that particular time. So I'm not sure how the council has done, because the clear directive of the AG is that that money has to be recovered and so on. So because now the person is late, council has to show the mechanism in which it had attempted to put in place to try to recover those particular money. So if we can get a response on that. The council had not been able to submit AFS because of the issues of the financial system. I want to clap this issue together. I'm trying to recall the name of that financial system. How far is the process? There was a complaint that National Treasury is imposing that particular company on the municipality. The last time we engaged with them, and the municipality did not want to engage with that particular system anymore because it was giving them problems. They were not even able to transact on MSCOA. So what is the progress up to so far? And Taung has been receiving favorable audit outcomes over the years. It's one of the municipalities that was following on the path of the Dr. RSM during the period between 2006 to 2011, 2011 to 2016. I'm wondering, Chair, what system they were using that allowed them at that particular time to get those particular favorable audits. Now, was it not the same system? And if it was the same system, what was different that was happening at that particular time? And what is it that is now different currently in this particular term of 2016 to 2021? Those are but my few submissions, Chair. We have issues of infrastructure-related projects. I'm trying to find my other notes. Did appear that I've misplaced them, but because we continue to engage with them on sparge, I can always raise them at a later stage. Thanks.
Thank you, Ntate. Let's now allow the MM.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. A very good morning of a new day, as we started this meeting yesterday, to all our members of the Portfolio Committee, both national and provincial members of legislation, all protocol observed. My name is Kato Khabarak, the Fund Manager. Without wasting any time, there was a question from Honorable Direko on our revenue versus our salaries. Yes, indeed, we are paying. If we include councillor salaries as well, we are paying around a figure of around 10 million on a monthly basis on salaries. And if you look at our presentation earlier on by the mayor, we are, if we take out the grants that we are getting, and you look at the other revenue coming from ourselves, it comes to about 5.2 million, which then means out of the 240 million that we got in the 18-19 financial year, we have subsidized 5 million a month towards salaries, and hence our stay within a reasonable norm, where we are looking at about 36% of our total budget being around salaries. We can also proudly say that if one looks at this, we have never used any service delivery money or budget to cover for salaries. We have never had a challenge of paying for salaries. In fact, if one looks at the previous presentations, our budget has always been funded and has had positive surpluses right through the years. Then the second question was, a number of questions came from Honorable Montredi, the first question being on in-house AFSs. Yes, indeed, we changed our strategies 2 financial years ago, Honorable Chairperson, where we said we will do away with the usage of consultants when it comes to preparation of AFSs. And we took up a strategy as council that we will have to implement this in-house. Hence, if you look at the presentation earlier by the mayor, you realize that there is an accountant AFS that is vacant on a re-advert. But before that, there's a manager, AFS and budget, which was appointed early last year to ensure that we deal with in-house compilation of our AFSs. So we are, the 18-19 was actually one of the first, actually the first year that we have started to implement that, then do our AFSs in-house. Yes, of course, we do have reviewers of the AFSs, which are external, but the actual compilation comes from in-house. But the question of the litigations, I'll leave the LED and AgriHub to the mayor to answer. The question of litigations, we have actually done well, Honorable Montredi, that years ago, and you are indeed correct to say at some point we're sitting with old litigations which range from, I would say, around 2011. We have been able to negotiate and settle most of them because it just keeps on wasting money on your high legal cost. It's just one or two cases like the Dryhards Hall, where there was also an application for review by the contractor. Then what happened there was that the hall was constructed, I think it was in 2008 or 9, and then structural cracks developed. And Chairperson was, and the Honourable Motswana were quite right to say, as a successor entitled donor to go back and say I was not there. So we followed suit and wanted the insurance of the professional service provider that was there to cater for this. And later on, it was applied for on review by the service provider. So you have one or two other cases that crop up like that, but most of the cases that we've got, we have less than 10 cases now on litigation, and most of them are actually recent cases except for those. Then Honorable Motswana came on the issue of councillor employees that are doing business with Crusader and Municipality. Honorable Chair, the findings of the AG then were actually more on soldier. There was a list that is in 2017, 2018, where the AG said, we have picked up that some of the municipal officials have not declared. It was not necessarily then that they had done business, but they had failed to declare that they were part of cooperatives and PTYs and CCs that were registered in the municipality. One example was that of an employee whose spouse was actually a taxi owner, and the taxi owner had, during Imbizos, the taxi had been used, and it came that the AG advised to say, but it's failure to declare because as a spouse of the taxi owner, this should have been declared. So we had quite a bit of those situations.
But also, while you are there, it also then prohibits them doing business with the municipalities.
Definitely,
that's being a partner. So I think Honorable Fana is well right. Because definitely, then you are prejudicing other members of the public because you are then channeling these resources to your relatives, family members. Definitely, yes.
AG and Honorable Fana were correct on failure to disclose. And such was brought forward to the employees, and then warnings were given to those where non-disclosure was done and hearings were done. And then on an annual basis now, it is the responsibility. We've also took it down to LLF and down right down to the employee, lower level employees to say, it has to be declared on an annual basis. It was just a question of declaration and all of that. But yes, you are quite correct, and we have dealt with this.
Yes, Mataboge. Proceed.
What is consequence management in that? The MM is not saying to us what is consequence management. Thank you, Chair.
It's so simple, MM. You'll say, these are the members that were identified, and these are the steps that were taken. Because that's the issue that is being raised here. It's the way you've introduced it earlier that is probing this whole lot of questions. If you have acted, you will be able to say it was Matewoka, the wife provided taxi services to the municipality for imbezos, and this is the consequence this is a warning. We've reprimanded Matewoka, and now Matewoka knows that even though he has declared, he's not supposed to continue to do business with the municipality. That's the answer we want from you, MM.
My apology, Honorable Chairperson. That's the answer I meant, the message I meant to send over, because such also came out of the forensic report that we've done in 26 by municipality. So what we did is we have one by one called in those that were implicated in that. Hearings were done, disciplinary hearings were done, and warnings were given to them, and that is exactly what I meant to, the message I meant to drive over. My apologies, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable members of the portfolio that are there. Then came the issue of the public protector. Yes, indeed, we have in 2018, late 2018 or mid 2018, were approached by by the public protector on one matter. The matter comes a long way, Honorable Chairperson. It comes from 2011, 2012, again, as a successor in title. It was a matter where I would call then a former employee cited that he was dismissed from the municipality due to whistleblowing by my predecessor, Mr. Mokhene.
MM, the staff in Parliament are fighting with me. Why are you not showing your face?
My apologies. It was there earlier on. My apologies. Here is my face.
Yeah, proceed like
apologies.
That.
My humble apologies. Yeah. And then the public protector recommended a remedial action to the municipality with regard to that, and said we should consider reinstating the candidate or the applicant. But around that time, Honorable Chairperson, the matter had served through a few, through the CCMA, through the Labour Court, and it had just been that the matter was sent by SAMU Northwest to the Labour Court, and the matter was lost again. So about three attempts were made, and then in three occasions, the matter was lost. So the municipality took it to the attention of the public protector to say, with this being the case where we have at hand with us such an outcome, it will then become an audit query where reinstatement, because reinstatement in that fashion meant a few millions that was to be repaid back to the employee. And there was cost incurred, and there was also record that the matter had been ruled in the favor of the municipality. So it is in that fashion that the municipality then took the public protector's decision on review, and then the matter is now sub judice. The next one is on the court by my predecessor, the accounting officer, then Mr. Mofokeng, on the money that he has spent on himself. Record has it, I heard Honorable Muswana mentioning two figures of around 5 million. Record has it in the forensic investigation by Ernst & Young. But the amounts that are there comes to about 78,000. That's one figure, if my memory serves well, and about 120,000 were on provision of T-shirts to a member, or the tender was given to a member of my predecessor. The question is now, what have we done? We then followed the recommendations of the investigation where we were in pursuit of getting back the money from Mr. Mofokeng. And the report that came in by Ernest Young just before the May's soul rest in peace, that just before his departure, the report came in to say that the assets that is now by the same Ernest Young, there were no assets to attach. And within 6 months or so, he was deceased, and then the matter has been closed. And the item was sent to council so that the debt can be written off. But it was not as exorbitant as the Honorable Motswana has put it. What record had it was far less than the millions that have been mentioned there. And then the issue of AFS submissions. Yes, indeed, we have had. This is one of the reasons why we are stuck on a qualified opinion for all these years. In 1819, when we are supposed to do the financial statement, our system crashed, Honorable Chairperson. We had then had a financial management system provider called Sebata. And that company had been with the municipality before even the municipality was, before the amalgamation. It came from the Ray Bilo municipality time and has been with the municipality since the birth of the Greater Taung joint municipality. The problem came when migration to MSCOA had to happen, and the financial management service provider did not have an MSCOA compliant financial management system. In attempt to get the system upgraded to that effect, then the system failed. I am also aware that it was one of the five transversal service providers from National Treasury that were said to be the sole providers of compliant financial management systems. But yes, indeed, the system crashed right before we could...
Sorry, Matavo, you are becoming disruptive now. Mute your microphone, Matavo. Proceed, M.M.
Yes. So unfortunately, we could not by 30th of June 2018, we could not produce financial services. We've enjoyed the support from both provincial treasury and the same national treasury as we shouted to say, we are sitting with this problem on this transversal tender and we are not going to be able to do our AFSs on time. That saw us, Honorable Chairperson Justin Quick, it saw us failing to submit until we submitted on the 8th of January 2020, which is last year. So we had missed already, and with the application of the law, our grants were withheld, especially MIG and the equitable shares. And even though we managed to do it by the 8th of January, we actually had to even go back and repunch or recapture the information on the old system and even forget about the MSCOA compliant system through Sebata. So that caused a hell of a lot of things because recapturing your data also from a service provider that, and I must point it out that the relationship was quite sour on our Chairperson towards that end because that saw us terminating the services of Sebata in April 2020. And also saying to them, even though your contract comes to an end, now we'll have to continue with you because we've got still our data so that we can continue to at least produce financial statements from your own system. So it was one of those that was back. But eventually, we managed to submit, like I said, 8th of January 2020. Just when the AG came in February or around March 2020, then COVID lockdown came. That saw us have the longest auditing by the AG of the 17-18 financial years. And we only got the outcome of the AG, Honorable Chairperson, on the 10th of December 2020, which is just 4 months ago. So, and this is a snowball. What it has done, because we did not have opening balances for the 1920 financial year because we were still being audited, that has also caused us to a late submission of the 1920 financial year AFSs, which we have only done last week on Thursday. To the auditors, and we are due to start with the audit of the 1920 financial year. So I'm just saying it elaborately so that you can see that this snowball has cost us so much. But yes, eventually we hope that by the end of this financial year, we have been audited and then everything comes back. Then the last question was, what has actually changed from what we used to have as a capital municipality into this? The change came in with a change in, as I close, my closing, Honorable Chair. It came when two things was to happen. When government evolved and GRAP came into question, the Sebata struggled a lot with GRAP compliance. And we had to lay off consultants because of that. And we got a lot of, if you look at the, our 2013, 2014, GRAP was an issue. Property was an issue. Unbundling of assets was an issue. But then immediately thereafter came then M-Square compliance, which also became an issue to the financial service. So based on those two, and of course your UIF became an issue after we've had our forensic investigation. So those are the three main things. There's an issue of our EFSS, GRAP compliance, and M-Square compliance. I thank you, Chair.
There was an issue that Honorable Matavoke wanted to raise before you leave. Honorable Matavoke?
Chair, the thank you very much. The issue for me is the MM saying there is no capacity. I assume that municipality has got a financial directorate, the CFO and so on. Is there no capacity to be able to handle those issues? Two, can you just give us an estimate of how much he has paid financial consultants to do the AFS? Thank you.
I'm over to you.
Thank you, Robert Shepherdson. The issue of capacity, I would answer by saying we previously did not have. That's why we relied on consultants. But like I've said a little earlier on, by establishing a team that would do in-house AFSs, we are on the right track. We are not fully there. There is an AFS manager that has been appointed. And there was an advert out for the AFS accountant, which council, and these two positions are fairly new. They were not there before. So last year, I think it was around April, we appointed the manager AFSs. And then later in the year, we had an internal accountant, Honorable Chairperson Amazasi, but he later requested to leave because he said he was really struggling with when it comes to AFS. He got a BCom degree, but he requested to leave the department. We advertised for the position. We could not get exactly the experienced people to do that. And we have now re-advertised again and hopeful that we get there. It is also a question of what to pay, Honorable Chairperson. The rural municipalities and the grading of our municipalities do not really attract the required skills that we require for some of these highly skilled debt. As I request the CFO.
Other rural municipalities are making it. They are doing it. With limited resources, because the question was that what is your financial capacity as we speak in your finance department? What are the qualifications of your CFO, managers that are there, assistant managers and whatever? That was the question that is direct.
Okay.
Because other rural municipalities are doing it. Can't be any.
Thank you, sir. Qualification wise, the CFO holds an NQF level 7, which is a degree in financial matters. The AFS accountant or the manager holds an NQF level 7, which is also a degree in financial matters. And the first slide that the mayor showed, all of the staff around that are actually compliant when it comes to minimum competence requirement. So we do not have anybody in that department that we can really say that they're unqualified or undercapacitated. But the thing is, it's a new division that we are doing, and we hope that in the next financial year or so, the results thereof start to come out. I would like to give to the CFO just to quickly answer Honorable Matabaka's question on exactly how much we've paid to the consultant. CFO?
CFO?
Good evening, Chairperson, and good evening to also the committee and colleagues. Currently, last year for assistance in the preparation, we've actually paid about 1.3 million. 1.3 million. And year before that, we paid about 1.1. that was 16-17 financial year. So that's basically how much we paid in terms of assistance with preparation of the financial statements. Thank you.
Other consultants in the financial
department?
Yeah, in terms of other...
Other consultants in the finance department, Mr. Chair, because they need to raise something different. It's not only that.
Yeah, that was in with regards to preparation of the actual financial statement. But we also have, we're getting assistance in terms of compilation of the asset register. But that is immovable, your infrastructure assets. And we're being assisted by JBSE. And we have appointed them for 3 years, and their contract just came to an end in January.
At what cost?
That was 3.5 for 3 years. So on average, it's about 1.1 or 1.2 per annum.
Matabuke, are you covered or follow up?
I just need to make a follow up, Chair. And then what does that compare, comparatively speaking, to what they are paying for that period to staff that is in that financial office to do that?
Yes, because you find that they are paying more than what they are paying staff there.
Yes.
That's the issue. I agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, point of interest. I've never had such. It's okay. These are the things that you said.
It's a new one. Point of interest. I'm hearing it for the first time as well.
This is what is happening in the early hours of morning.
There's the advantage of serving in the municipality and coming to this particular level. But I just, the name that is being mentioned there, the JBFE, it is actually doing asset registers for all the municipalities, either contracted by province or direct by municipalities, and none of our municipalities. Even when I was still a mayor in Mamusa, the same company was doing that. But if you can go back to the AG reports, we are found wanting everywhere. There's something just not adding up. How would a company be so favored? It's there in almost all municipalities. If it is not listed by all the municipalities in the Northwest, it would be 3 or 4. But in most of municipalities, this name appears, but there's no municipality that has its asset registry intact.
And there's no transfer of skills as well. I'm using that point of interest as well now. Skills transfer. Okay. Yes, MM and CFO. Yes. It's like this colleague's energy levels are rising now and we must close. I don't know.
Order.
Yes.
No, sorry.
Proceed. We don't do this. Please. Proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. As far as I know, when JBSE was contracted by Provincial Treasury some 3 years back, they actually moved municipalities to unqualified. I think 17 municipalities were unqualified. They actually managed to assist municipalities. And for the past 2 years...
And then why have they regressed when they are
there? As far as I know, I've not regressed in terms of Grab 17, Chairperson. And for the past 3 years, we've actually been unqualified in terms of Grab 17.
Okay. Mayor?
Chair, what is your... With due respect, I know it's early hours, we are supposed to close, but there's some interesting things that are happening.
Can we give you responsibility, Honorable Musan? At that provincial level, you must do an audit on those issues. We're giving you homework because it's late.
But for this meeting, just this meeting, why would the CFO answer with such a confidence on a private company. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying that you do not want to respond in such a way that you want to respond on behalf of a service provider.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying if you have raised the matter of Kavelo, doesn't have a gadget that allow him to. I've just given him a benefit of doubt because his gadget, he has confessed, is a DBT.
What?
I don't know, but proceed, Kavelo, quickly. Don't do that. Focus on the issue at hand, Kavelo, please. Honorable Matavu, can focus on the issue then. I've given you a platform. Proceed on what you wanted to raise, please. You are muted. Unmute.
I'm just simply
proceed.
Saying,
don't address Honorable Mutwendine. Don't do that.
No.
Deal with your issue.
I'm dealing with the CFO.
Yes.
And his response, and agreeably with Honorable Mutwana, is that why would he be so aggressive when there's a mention of a company? He has not spoken the whole night. He chooses to speak now. The question was, is there capacity in the financial office of the municipality and how much has been paid to consultants? And
that's the information. Yes, you've made your point.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, that question remains unanswered. So what the CFO was quick to say, these consultants are doing a marvelous job. But how much are you paying consultants vis-a-vis what are you paying your staff in the finance department? What is the budget for the finance department vis-a-vis what are you paying? And then are you paying these warm bodies just to use consultants? That's the question that one is going to ask further.
Chairperson,
it should be the CFO being quick. It should have been the CFO being so quick to respond like what he has done with the issue of this consulting company. Allow him to be quick to respond on that one as well, not you.
CFO? You are muted, CFO. You are muted.
Thank you, Chairperson. And I apologize if I sounded a bit aggressive, but I was just, that's how I speak, unfortunately. But at the end of the day...
Sound aggressive is just that you are raising some interesting... Why are you quick to defend the consultant? It's a fact.
Yeah, I think
it will still remain a fact that you need to do your job and utilize the consultant. That's a matter of concern by the AG. You cannot be excited to say consultants are doing a great job because there's been this issue that there's overutilization of consultants and this municipality is not immune. Why are you still using consultants? Because the question is all about, instead of building capacity and creating employment in terms of the NDP, you prefer consultants and say you come and say to us breaking, they are doing a marvelous job. That's the issue. That's why the question of Honorable Matavuke, you have to answer it. Because there are instances when you might be paying even over 100% of what you are paying your staff. It has happened. We know these things. We're talking about re-express. And we know you're not going to give us that thing. Can we assign you to give us that thing in writing? For the past 3 financial years, this is what you have paid your officials in the finance, including yourself included. And this is what you have paid. Consultants. That's the issue. Can I allow the mayor to respond on the issue that you wanted to raise, to share so that we can finish?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. With the question of LED, it is true that Tau is a rural area, and being rural as it is, there are farmers here trying to work the land and getting something out of it. But these farmers had to
to really rely on middlemen, which is the white people from Hardwater, neighboring towns from here. But then, we as the municipality has decided to establish an agency whereby maybe through this agency we can be able to take over this and help our people. I'm glad because this was raised by Honorable Montuedi, who is very, very passionate in this thing. He also invited the Minister from Rural Development and Land Reform to Taung. Minister Tokodi Diza came in here. And we tried to, the municipal manager tried to present this issue of the of establishing the economic agency to help our people and create jobs here. She just thrown it out and she didn't want to listen to it. Honorable Montuedi can bear testimony to that. He was in that meeting. And we always wanted to engage government. We even engaged the premier, I and the municipal manager, about this thing. But up to today, we are receiving no help about this thing, about creating an agency. Thank you.
But LED is not only about creating an agency, Mayor. It's about your capacity to also mobilizing business. Wait. It's also okay. About your capacity of mobilizing the businesses around your area. The agency thing is another issue. But there are those things that you can also do without the agency if you are responding. It's a subject matter that we are dealing with for the benefit of Honorable Montuedi. We started a program that we need to also ask these municipalities to come and brief us on their LED strategies and how far have they gone through. Because there is an LED strategy that you have developed, am I wrong, a major? That LED strategy has got pillars. And I think that LED strategy is also specific to say what needs to happen, apart from only the issue of the agents. But it's for another day. I think you adequately responded to the questions. I think the MEC has left, and I think I need to end it here, just for the benefit of me.
I'm still here.
You still want to comment? Comment quickly, MEC Finance. I'll tell you.
No, Chair, I was just saying, I'm still here, Chair.
MEC Cog, turn out yourself. MEC
Cog, okay, no, that's fine.
I can see you are here. I'm talking about MEC Cog. I think he has failed to reconnect again. I saw him being kicked out of the system. When I have been here, very consistent MEC, and we appreciate you are still alive and kicking with us. Yes, say something and also address us on this issue of LED as the MEC for Finance. MEC?
No, thank you. No, thanks, Chair. Chair, I think I just wanted to confirm that the biggest challenge or issue with Taung and to Greater Taung Municipality has been the financial system. The migration, therefore, was the timing in terms of migration, transitional arrangements that were made in terms of moving from your Sebata to Moonsoft. That was a problem. They did that on the eve of the audit processes. So that actually collapsed. So hence, the system also crashed. There were all those challenges. So the timing thereof also weakened them to be able to conclude the annual financial statements. But nonetheless, I think other issues, we are providing support. This is one municipality that from time to time when we engage, you can see that there is that political will. But besides that, from a management point of view, there are those challenges. But at least in terms of BTO, we are able to make a reflection so that we provide that support. So let me not maybe lament, but I think the issue of the financial system was the main problem in terms of the municipality. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you so much, MEC. I know this Mamosa. And you see why I put Mamosa last. There were certain things that we were being told that is not the truth, Mayor. And there were certain things that you told us that were not the truth. Like the meeting of the 25th of November, you got the legal opinion on the 24th. And then you called a meeting at 11 o'clock on the 25th of November, where all wits were present, and yourself and the lawyer presented this legal opinion to those people who were there. But if you want me to hold an inquiry on you, to call those people who were there, because you have opted to tell this committee lies. Mayor?
Honorable Chair?
You have opted to tell this committee lies. Then I'll allow Honorable Kurneval to talk to address me on this matter, and then I'll propose a way forward. We're not going to proceed with you now. But the reality is that there are things that you didn't tell us the truth. And you know deep down in your heart, because of the fear. No, man. Wait, Matavuke, I'm the chairperson now. Allow me to tell you.
I just wanted to be noted that I don't have a device that shows you my
name. Yeah, and you have been having a free it for all here. Next time, don't come to my meetings without a proper gadget. That becomes also disruptive. I will allow you. But I wanted Honorable Matavuke, Honorable Kuneva to address me on this matter. We're not going to proceed with you, but we want to send a word of caution to you. And if you want to force us to hold an inquiry of you coming to tell us lies here, so we'll give you another chance to come back to us and tell the truth. As a matter of agency, we're going to get a date either next week. Yes, you'll have to come back. And this time when you come to this meeting, you need to tell the truth. Nothing else but the truth. Maybe at time we take it for granted that once you appear in this committee where ourselves were empowered by the Powers and Privileges and Immunities Act to take certain steps against you, even if it means us pursuing a criminal charge against you, we can do that. But I don't push us to that extent. And when you come, I'm also talking to all of you who are still here in this meeting. You come here with your clumsy prepared meeting. You think you are going to your council meetings. We are not those council meetings, our friends. But a committee of council of parliament responsible for oversight of all this legislation that has got to do with local government. You don't come to us being clumsy the way some of you have been like this. You don't come to the meeting on time. You do as you wish. This is not your council meeting. Honorable Kurneval, followed by Honorable Matavuke, that order. We need to close this meeting. Then I'll propose the way forward. Kurneval.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be quick. Just to quickly state the timeline, the MM was appointed the 15th of November. On the 19th of November, they received a letter from Mr. Jonas in terms of some Tamani attorneys. On the 25th November, they've got an opinion, a legal opinion. On the 25th November, they had a WIPS meeting at 11 o'clock. On the 15th December, the MEC gave concurrence to the MM's appointment. On the 15th of November, that's this month in 2021, they received the interim order, of which the mayor also talked to. And on the 18th February, they had a council meeting supporting a vote to pay the municipal manager's legal cost when this goes to court. So what they're actually saying is they're going to pay the cost of the municipal manager that is suing the municipality. So they must come back and explain this to us. So I want to state it, Honourable Chairperson, that the Mayor, I think, misled this committee, and the Mayor has misled the MEC in terms of getting the concurrence of the appointment of the Municipal Manager. Chairperson, I'll state it that when they come back next week, they must come and explain for that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. In the previous month, that municipality has to appear before the committee on Coxter.
And then you allowed them not to appear already.
They even wrote a letter to say Honorable Mutwana must not be a part of any oversight.
No.
That they do. So we are happy that you have intervened at the national case, which means we might find a resolution to this problem. But they have refused on the basis that Honorable Mutwana is a chair of COXTA and he is a former mayor. So they would not appear. I agree with you, Chair, that let's defer them until they find themselves. Because they fail to understand that oversight is oversight. It's not about whether I like Faith Mutambi or I don't. So I think you must defer them. They will not give you the truth. It's a Sagarish municipality. It's run in a very captured environment. They are not going to give you anything that you need unless you want to try. I can pay you to try. You are not going to get anything. We have tried it in public accounts. We have tried it in COXTA. We have tried it with the AG. Nothing.
Yes.
You are
okay.
Never going to get anything.
You have made your point, ne? We need to wrap
Thank
up. Runa, we are waiting tomorrow, Matavok. Runa, we must be up in the morning. We are doing Eastern Cape tomorrow. You have made your point. Let's see that. That's why I was saying we are going to reschedule them. We are going to reschedule them. And then they will come to us and tell us the truth. And the mayor, you are on record. So it's up to you whether you want to continue the way you've been behaving. Or you start to take responsibility. We'll take it from there. I will also be seeking legal opinion on what you on the this character of yours today. I must tell you that when we reconvene, I think I'll be advised on the proper way forward. But we are going, it's yourself, it's Kagisano Molapo and the district. Maybe now you know that when you come to this committee, it's not coming to some clumsy council meeting. I'll repeat that because I don't have the proper word to say these things. And I'm closing this meeting very heartbroken, I must tell you. And that's the feeling of all this, the members who are attending this meeting to say, if this is the attitude of people who are given responsibility to serve our people and then they start to be too big to serve their self-interest at the expense of the people, then we have problems. Unfortunately, as Honorable Matavuko has said,
We will do our work without fear or favor. We don't stay in your province. We don't even know what's happening. But we will interrogate the reports as they are coming to us. That's why we bring all these various stakeholders, the AG, COGTA, SALGA, and we'll, you must know when we engage with you solely on that basis, nothing else. And I think we'll be failing on our duty if we don't hold you to account. So this meeting, colleagues, let me thank all of you who have managed to participate in this meeting. We are adjourning this meeting. We're going to meet with Ruth Mompati, Mamusa, and Kakiso Nomulopo in the next week so that we continue where we left this matter. And at that time, I'll expect proper reports that respond to the issues as raised by the AG, that respond to the issues that raised by Provincial Treasury, National COGTA, and the, whom did I miss, COGTA in the province as well. And the MEC must be able, HOD of COGTA, must be able to give us a very clear outlook of all these municipalities. These are the municipalities that are problematic, and we are going to, in fact, already I've got the date. We're going to reconvene on the 11th of March. That's what my committee secretary is saying. So you will get the invitation and the times and the dates. Thank you so much, colleagues. Let's adjourn this meeting. Go and
bye-bye.